Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Jesus tells us there in our gospel reading that those wise virgins who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast. They're the ones who are ready. And we have to ask ourselves, are we ready? Now, I'm not asking, are you ready for Thanksgiving or ready for Christmas? I'm not asking if you're ready for family or friends to come or for you to go to them. I'm not asking if you're ready to put up all the Christmas decorations, ready to give all the gifts, ready for all the Black Friday sales. When you think about all of those events, which seem so pressing, none of them is actually for sure. They're all only possibilities. All of them could not happen. But there is one event that is for certain, that is for sure, and that is the coming of Jesus. It is often said that the only things you know for certain in this life are death and taxes. But actually, Jesus could return, and those who are in him would not die. And you wouldn't pay the next round of taxes. But Jesus' coming is the thing that is for sure, that we know is happening. Whether it happens tomorrow, or 5 years or 500 years from now, or in the next 5 minutes. We do not know when our Lord is coming, and we have to ask, if we're going to ask if we're ready for all these other possible events that could happen, but may not if Jesus returns, if we're going to be ready for all of these things, are we ready for the return of Christ, which is a certainty that he will return, that he will come back and raise the dead, that there will be a last day when all of the world as we know it will end. And so in light of this, in light of his coming, we have to ask, are we ready for this? Ready for this great certain event when our Lord returns? And there are those who are, in response to the fact that our Lord is coming, there are those who are, on the one hand, like the foolish virgins in today's parable, and there are those who are like the wise virgins. On the one hand, there are those who are like the foolish, who perhaps fall into a few ways of thinking that are wrong in light of Jesus' return. On the one hand, especially in light of the fact that the bridegroom Jesus Christ has delayed for so long, or in our minds it seems that he has delayed. For 2,000 years, almost, we have been awaiting his return. And in light of that, some may say, well, he's delayed this long, he's going to delay some more. He's not coming that soon. He's going to delay a little bit longer. And so, like the foolish virgins in today's gospel reading, who evidently didn't think they needed the extra flasks of oil, some think then, well, I've got enough of God's word. I have enough of it. He's going to delay. He's not coming back anytime soon. And then there are those who give little or no attention to the fact that Christ is coming. They may have heard that he is, but they don't think about it. They don't consider it. That Jesus is, in fact, coming again. They might go to church once in a while when they feel the need, but the return of Christ isn't a very real and present reality. And then there are those who know and believe that Jesus is coming back, and that he is, as he says, coming back soon. But they're glad that he is delayed. After all, they have so much yet to do on this earth. There are children or grandchildren to enjoy. There are weddings to attend. There are careers to build. They know Jesus will return, but perhaps he could return at some other point in the future after they've had their time to enjoy this life now. Those are some of the ways in which people can be like the foolish virgins. Either thinking Jesus is delayed, he's going to keep delaying, thinking that they really have enough of God and his word and they're ready enough because they had church at one time and they don't need any more of it. Or not even thinking about the return of Christ. Or actually saying, I don't really want Jesus to come back all that soon. I'd rather have the things of this world here and now and enjoy them. But then there are those who are like the wise virgins, who long for the return of Christ, who are ready and waiting for it. They wisely understand that the things of this world are not the end-all and be-all, that there is something better in store for those who are in Christ. There is something better than this world that our Lord, the bridegroom, comes to give. They understand that they have been redeemed from sin. That they, though they could not wash away their sin and their guilt, and that sin and guilt separated them from God, that there is a Savior who has died for them on the cross. And this Savior is the bridegroom who is coming. That he has paid for every one of them. He has washed them in his blood to present them to himself as a pure and spotless bride, without blemish, without sin, whose robes are washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. They wisely know that this is far better than any of the other things in this world. They know that the cross is the doorway to eternal life, that they've been buried with Jesus in baptism and raised to a new life. And they earnestly desire to have more and more of our Lord's word because they're looking forward to the day that they are with him forever. Because they know that it is by his word that they have been washed of their sins. They know that in this word, the word of the bridegroom and his sacrament is life. And that they're looking forward to life in all its fullness when he comes again. And so they can't get enough of what our Lord gives right now. And they are waiting with eagerness and joy for the day that our Lord returns. And they don't have the attitude then that, well, he might delay just a little bit longer. He's not really going to come. But they know that he could come at any moment. And as a result, they don't say, well, I've had enough of God's word and sacrament. I've had enough of that religious spirituality stuff. I'm done with it. I've had enough. I'm filled up. But they want the extra oil. They want as much of it as they can get. Both because it is our Lord's word and his gifts. These are the gifts of the bridegroom for them and for their life. And because they want to be ready when our Lord comes again. They want to be found in him. They want all that our Lord has given to sustain them in faith. Because they understand, the wise virgins understand, that there are many things working against them while they wait the coming of the bridegroom. That the devil is there trying to tempt them to sin. He is attacking and attacking. His arrows fire at the Lord's people again and again to tempt them, to make them doubt the love of our Lord, to make them turn away from his gifts. And they know that in the face of these temptations, they need more and more the gifts of our Lord. They cannot get enough of them. They know that they have a sinful nature that wants to give in to them those temptations. that will easily succumb to them. And so they continue to hear the Lord's word, to confess their sins, to return to their baptism, to put to death the deeds of the body. And they also know that they live in the midst of a world that is deceived by Satan, where the current is going not toward God and His Word, but the current is going away from God and His Word. And they don't want to be swept away in the current of this world. And so they want the Lord's Word and His gifts. The one who stands beside them on the plain and fights for them. The one who is their refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. And they call upon His name day after day, week after week, for Him to strengthen and uphold them and keep them steadfast in the faith while they wait for the bridegroom to come. This is what the wise virgins do. They say, because there is great temptation while the bridegroom delays, I need my Lord's gifts. And because these gifts are the good things that our Lord has promised us, because I want to be with the bridegroom forever, I want all of His gifts that I can get. I want His word, I want His voice, I want His forgiveness, I want His love, given to me in His word and in His body and blood. This is the difference between the wise and the foolish. The wise who eagerly long for our Lord, long for His gifts, desire to have them, and the foolish who think that something else is better, that our Lord will be delayed, that they don't need what our Lord gives. And at times in our lives, we do act like the foolish virgins. We do not think the Lord will come all that soon. We want to have something else of this world and have that rather than our Lord's coming. We would rather be ready for the things of this world than be ready for our Lord's return sometimes. And when our sinful flesh has fallen into that, we need to repent. We need to confess our sin. And we need to receive our Lord's forgiveness here today at His supper. Because our Lord is coming soon, and He could come in the next 5 minutes. We know neither the day or the hour, and we must be watchful and ready. Watchful and ready because we see the signs. Our Lord speaks in the Gospels of the things that we will see before His coming. Things like wars and rumors of wars, pestilence, that is widespread diseases, famine, persecution of the Christian church, earthquakes, floods, disturbances in the heavens, in the skies, false teachers in the church and apostasy, people falling away from Christ, the rise of those of the Antichrist who speaks in Christ's name and leads others astray, and the preaching of the gospel to the entire world. Many, if not all, of these signs have happened. And so it is all the more reason to wake, for night is flying, as we sang. The night of sin and death is coming to an end. Lift up your heads and awake from the slumber of sin. Confess your sin, live in your baptism, receive our Lord's forgiveness, and believe His entire word of Scripture, and eagerly await His coming again in glory. We do not want to be found apart from Christ on that last great day. You do not want to be like the foolish virgins who knew the bridegroom was coming, who even called Him Lord, but who were not ready at His coming, and not found living in His forgiveness, treasuring His word, looking forward to joy, with joy to His coming. They had fallen from faith. And notice that there is no second chance after the door has been shut. There are those who have put out the idea that after Christ comes, he's going to rapture believers, and then there's going to be a second chance for everyone else. We have no assurance of that in Scripture. And we should not rest in that. And we should oppose that false teaching. Our Lord will come again suddenly, as we heard in our epistle reading, like a thief. And when he comes, that will be the end, and the door will be shut. Those who are in Christ will be with him forever, and those who are apart from him will not. And so we look forward each and every day for our Lord's coming, and we want to be ready. And to be ready is unlike the readiness that we have for all these other events that I mentioned at the beginning of the sermon. When we're ready for Christmas, ready for Thanksgiving, ready for people to come over, ready for this or that event in the family. In those things, when we are ready, we are doing something. We are doing something to be ready. But for the Christian, we are resting in what our Lord has done, receiving what he has given to us. And through that, our Lord produces good works in us that then are good for our neighbor and love and serve our neighbor. But first and foremost, this readiness is resting in the forgiveness of Jesus, believing that he has paid for all our sins, that he has made us his own, resting in his gifts, receiving what he has given. Now, dear Christians, you who are here awaiting the bridegroom, now is the day of salvation. Now is the hour of grace and forgiveness. Now is the time to confess sin and receive the fruits of Christ's cross, to receive his body and blood into your mouth, to receive the forgiveness that he earned by his suffering and death. Now is the time to confess the idolatry of this world, to receive the full pardon and remission of all your sins at this table today. This last Sunday of the church year may be your last Sunday, and it may be the last day of the world's existence. Now is the time to repent of apathy toward our Lord, to long for his gifts, to wisely take as much of the Lord's gifts as you can. You can never have too much of our Lord and his word in these last days, when Satan sets his demons to take you down and to bring you to hell with him. Be wise, dear Christian. Be like the wise virgins. The door is open now. The bridegroom comes. He holds out his gifts, his word, his forgiveness for your every sin, so that you may be forgiven, and that you, with the wise virgins, may enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which shall have no end, where he will wipe away every tear from your eyes. Now may the peace of God, that passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.